Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast, occurring such as it is in the thick of autumn, is not real. If you're joining us for the first time, congrats, we've been around 8 years. I'm excited to hear what you think about vaping and iPods when you try them a century from now. Basically, there's a guy, there's two supporting things, and the three of them talk to other stuff until everyone loses interest. And I'm forced to introduce it all because before the dawn of time, when celestial beings roamed the cosmos, I lost a contest. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, the greatest lawyer in all of Foon, and the perma-buddy of the Red Queen Mirzia. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. Thank you. Chunt gave me a little bit of applause.
Encore!
Okay.
More intro.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. Chunt, real quick.
If I
do an encore, should I do a different thing instead of... Do people do encores where they just do exactly the same thing that they just did?
Oh, yes. Well, Arnie, you should do a bad lip. A bad lip is... So here, let me try and... let me get some paper and a pen. And here we go. So it's going to be...
So you got a paper, a pen, and a quill.
Yes. Well, Arnie, how am I going to move my pen if not with a quill?
That's true.
Okay, so we say hello from the magic blank.
Okay.
And then someone in the tavern yells something out, and you say that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess so. Hello from the magic blank.
Tavern.
That. Oh, speaking of which, I'm also joined, and this is, now everyone's going to think that we have plants on this show, but I'm also joined by this person from the audience, Usidore the Blue.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyal.
Tavern.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast
Tavern.
As Gaswanius Maestar,
Tavern.
And there may be other secret names.
Taverns.
Names
Tavern.
Of such great power
Taverns.
That if I
Tavern.
Did e'er say them aloud, most assuredly, all people would turn into a...
Tavern.
Tavern?
Tavern. Oh, guys,
you know,
have we found our new thing?
Didn't really work.
I feel like we got to get in front. Now, I don't know why we would do this, but if we got in front of just a big live audience, we should just... have them constantly just yell out the word tavern.
Oh, the dream. Arnie, the
top
dream.
To bottom.
Oh, that would be so... What's the opposite of frustrating?
Good idea. To just give people a blank check to scream things through an entire show.
Oh, yeah.
Arnie, did I use that phrase right? Blank check? That's an Earth thing.
Yeah, so on Earth, people say things like, blank check, it's my favorite podcast about movies. Yeah, you know.
And that means someone has carte blanche in terms of a white cart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means they have carte blanche to invite people to come on to their podcast and talk about movies. Not me yet, but I'm sure my invite is still waiting in the mail.
Well, Arnie, what have you been up to?
Well, I don't know. I think, what have I been up to? Most recently, I was on a train of thought about blank check that seemed to amuse nobody.
Well, we've never heard the podcast, Artie.
Never in 8.5 years.
It is a podcast, right?
Felt more of a kind of like, I don't want to engage with this in any way. And that is saying something.
What do we call you? A blankinista? What's the term?
Oh, that's a good question. Blanky, I think. And I don't.
What do you and your little friends call each other? Blanky, that's cute.
Yeah, we don't need to talk too much about other podcasts. So there are at least a dozen other podcasts on Earth besides this one.
A dozen? Whoa, Usador. Mm. Can you imagine?
Do you really think there are that many?
How many Gettin' Nuts spinoffs do you think we could have on Earth?
I'd say upwards of four.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Arnie, this is big news. This cracks everything wide open.
Yeah. Besides that, you know, I've just been, getting a lot of scrolls in the mail asking me to defend people in court because I'm now the greatest lawyer in all of Foon after defeating Barnor, the greatest lawyer in all of Foon.
Have you taken on any cases yet? Because you know, if you don't win, you are murdered.
I know. That's why I'm mostly avoiding them. I really don't want to get involved in any of these legal. I want to keep the title, but I don't want to actually practice law. So I'm sort of, the greatest challenge for me is to not do anything. You know what I mean? Huh. That's constantly my challenge.
That's a great challenge for you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's something a little different about me. Aww. Shows my shoulder, wiggles it back and forth.
Oh, your shoulder can move.
Well, not only that, I got my very first tattoo.
Oh, very becoming, Chunt. It's hard to see with all the fur.
Oh, yeah, it grows back pretty fast. My skin will probably heal in a couple hours. But it is, Arnie, I know this will probably upset you. You told me not to fixate on it, but it's of our potential baby, Podcast Knee Camp, Podcast Knee Chunt, the blue.
Okay.
So it's just a little drawing of what they might look like. I just drew a circle with two dots and a smile.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, because my last kid was an egg. Well, it's got my circle. My last kid was an egg, so I just don't know. You never know, right? You never know.
Sure. Yeah, you never know. Usador, do you have any tattoos?
Certainly not. I would never sully this flesh gifted to me by the goddesses with a tattoo. Unless I got like a little bell as like a reminder of something.
Oh, yeah.
No, we know what a bell is.
Oh, it's the thing that goes ding, ding, ding. You remember?
Usador keeps doing that. He's
remember
like,
bells?
Hey, Chunt, do you...
Yes.
He was like, hey, Chunt, do you want some water? Glug, 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 glug. And I'm like, I know what water is.
Yeah.
I think
anyone
like
need a drink from the bar? Glug, 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 glug. Duh, I'm drunk.
Nice. And now the effects?
The more abstract a concept he has to describe, the longer it's going to take him.
Oh, Arnie, Usador, wait, don't go to the bar. Speaking of abstract, I totally forgot. I brought a guest today. I went out and I saw they were called the Merry Band of Cursed Players. Sort of like an acting troupe. And they were so abstract and so weird. And I just had to. I talked to one of them afterwards and I thought to bring her on the show. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah. Once again, I'm so busy not being a lawyer that I forgot to book a guest, so thank you for doing that, John.
Guilty, Artie. Well, please welcome, I think she's right over there, Diane Mudpuppy.
Hi, you guys.
Hi,
Diane. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having me. Do you actually care if we order? I'm starving. I'm, like, going out of my mind.
Oh, you're starving? Like,
Well, I'm not choking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But if after I order and I do start choking, please, Heimlich me. Heimlich maneuver me. I definitely would want help.
Diane, can we get you some mozzarella wands?
I love mozzarella. Do you guys want to get one for the table, maybe? I want stew. I want that chunk of cheese that comes on the board.
Sure. We can get some for the table, but I'd also like to have some myself.
I think we can get enough for everyone. Everyone will be satisfied. I'll go to the bar and get it.
Great.
Thanks, Yuzi.
Walk, 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 walk.
Oh, I love the way he says when he walks. That's really helpful to an audience. I don't know. Like, we do stuff like that, too. Like, we just get really dumb audiences depending on, like, what part of Foon you're in. And so sometimes if I walk across the stage, I, in fact, have to say, walk, 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 because we had these fairies just in an uproar. They were like, what were you doing? What were you doing between the lines? And I was like, do you mean walking? And they were like, ableist, you're such an ableist, we fly. And I was like, I guess you're right. Okay, walk, 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 walk.
Yeah. Got it really spelled out for them. And I'm sure that sort of kills the timing of your next line, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, does it kill it? Yeah, and it can get you in your head. Like, I realized I'd been like saying it over another actor, I missed my cue. Mm-hmm. You know, you end up going like, waka, 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 waka. And then I was like, well, that would be a funny character. Somebody should do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Diane, can I ask, I don't even know, I can't even recall everything I saw last night. It was just sort of an overwhelming thunderstorm of emotions and chaos.
Thank you.
What was the show I saw last night? What was the piece? And get maybe just a quick summary?
Yeah, okay. So this one was called Flower. Now, this is where the troupe and I are at odds. Okay, because I've been bringing in new material that I've heard whispered from the mists. You guys know about the mists, right?
Sure. It's a great place to get material.
Okay, thank you. See, they were like, there's no such thing. You shouldn't be getting information from something without a face. And I was like, well, it's a really good play. Mm-hmm. And it's about this girl, and she's a single dad, and she has this brother who's like, whoa. And she's like coming of age, and she like gets her period, and I play her.
You are tremendous. And Arnie and Usador, here's the thing. I saw an advertisement. I saw a poster nailed to a board in the middle of nowhere, and it said Flower playing tonight. And I was like, oh, it's Flower, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We know, and it turned out to be a whole brand new play. It's they called it Experimento.
Yeah.
So you played
this like girl coming of age. Her name's Flower.
I see. Now, so since her name is Flower, is there any character that's like a smart bee or anything, like a bee Alec?
Is that like a smart Alec bee? You're saying?
I think so. That just felt pretty organic. What I just said,
huh?
I feel like I should notice. And I will say the mists, it's not like you get everything, right? You walk through, you get what you get. You walk through, again, they're not going to give you the same information. So you really get pieces. You get pieces. Mm-hmm. I may not have heard the character that you're referring to. She does have a best friend who is named Four.
Mm-hmm.
Name for like what?
What's that?
Name for what?
Her best friend's name is Four, like the for number what? Four.
Oh, then, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Here's some food for everyone. Chomp, chomp, chomp. And something to drink. Glug, 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 glug.
Enjoy. Are you eating? Wait, you're nibbling and drinking out of all of our drinks and food.
Well, I'm just sampling, showing everyone how it's done.
All right. Well, I guess, actually, you know what? You would be perfect as, like, the king's tester who tests to make sure things aren't poison.
Oh, I would be wonderful at that job. That sounds, do you know of an opening for a king's tester?
Don't all kings need a tester? I mean, and I would think that job has a real high turnover.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to be dying of poison all the time.
Not for me. I can drink any poison. Try to stab me right now.
Wait, what?
You want me to stab you?
Yes, to prove that I can drink any poison.
Okay, I'm going to use a fork because I don't want to hurt you.
See?
Poke, poke,
nothing.
Poke, poke.
Oh, that was very good.
Thank you.
See, Chunt? Poke? Do you get it now?
No, I got Arnie. He keeps doing this. And the other day,
when I saw her do it, it started to make sense.
You know, I was with a guy once, and he kept saying poke, 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 poke. And I was like, oh, my God, if you have to say it.
Sure.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're doing, it should be self-evident.
It really should have been self-evident. And you know what? It wasn't.
So you were saying you had this brilliant idea for this play about this girl named Flower.
Yeah, I can't take full credit. It was the mists. But
the mists.
I wrote in the parts that I missed. That I missed from the mist.
But the rest of the cursed players were not a fan.
No, they're really old school. They're really like, we gotta stay classic. They don't even really like women being in the troupe, to be honest.
Oh.
Like, they're so... That's how, you know, I was sort of an exception to the rule. Mm. I mean, you saw Chunt when you were there. Like, it's a lot of bros. It's a very bro-y cast. I'm going to be honest. I may have been ditched.
Oh, well, I remember even one of the guys in the show kept saying, bro. Like, that was his whole catchphrase.
Yeah, well, he was in character, but I'm not going to lie. He was typecast for sure.
Diane, I am so sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. I mean, I hope I find them again, but then also I'm like, did I manifest this? Am I supposed to be, like, moving on to my own work? Should I be doing one-woman shows? Should I be doing commercials?
Well, you were already doing a one-woman show, right?
When?
Last night, you were the one woman.
Oh my God, you're so right. I was the one woman, but there were other people on stage with me. Should I be doing
a solo
show?
Yes. I see. Oh, yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Yeah,
good,
yeah,
though.
Now
I love the wordplay. I love the wordplay.
Yes. I would have to say, if you've gotten it sounds like you've listened to the mists and they've given you a show, why not find a solo piece from also listening to the mists? I oft wake and put my head to the ground and listen to the dew.
Oh my god, does the do also know stuff?
Not yet, but I do it every morning. Waiting.
You guys are really up on the wordplay, I gotta tell you. I'm really enjoying
Don't
it.
Don't encourage them.
Well, Diane, just to kind of get to know you a little bit better, your last name is Mud Puppy, I think, or is that...
Yeah.
What's going on?
So, I mean, I don't have to tell you guys. You know that salamanders are, like, the most desirable creature that you could be with in all of
absolutely.
Oh, those slimy little bodies.
Oh,
tight,
my God.
Slimy little bodies.
Yeah, and so my mom, who is a witch...
Oh.
She knew she had no chance. So she actually cast a spell, a love spell, on a salamander. And that's how I was made.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took off once he realized that he had been, you know, bewitched. So he's an absent dad. He's an absent salamander dad. But that is how I get my name, Mud Puppy. You know, he was a pretty basic salamander, I guess. But, I mean, basic for a salamander is still really, really fucking cool and foon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Arnie, in Foon, salamanders are like king shit. I mean, when witches make potions, you never hear about an eye of salamander, right?
Oh, it's my God, never newt. Newt. Always a newt.
Mm. And newts, blah.
Yeah.
Was it tough growing up having an absent father and a problematic mother?
I mean, you know what? She's so private. I would hate for her to know that I called her problematic on a podcast. But that's what you guys call it, right? Podcast?
Yeah, this is a podcast. Yeah, these magic sticks we're talking into.
I love this, by the way. I love holding something when I talk.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's like having a drink at a party.
I feel like it just gives me a little bit more confidence having this stick in my hand. Now that I said it like that, I hated that.
Maybe that's what made me a natural co-host for the show, because I would oft, before the podcast even began and before I even met Arnie, I would go to the top of a mountain with my staff in my hand, and I would declare for all to hear that evil shall be defeated by none other than I, Usador.
Yeah, you already had your stick. Or
I already had a stick.
But you call it a wand, right? Like, you guys don't call it sticks. Right?
Well, I have wands and staves and truncheons and a sword. I've got all sorts of phallic stuff going on.
Yeah. Do you actually have a penis?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
I didn't know if it was, like, all compensating for, like, not having one or something. Because it Arnie, sounds like you have so many.
Usador, how many times have you been asked that question?
Arnie, I think that's the first time that question's been asked on the show, not by you.
I know. Well, it's practically my catchphrase. Do you actually have a penis?
Well, let's celebrate the fact that Arnie didn't ask that. We'll go to a quick break and we'll be right back.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Diane, so it sounds like you've been ditched by your acting troupe, but how did you sort of meet up with him in the first place? How did you get into acting?
Well, so, you know, I was a little bit of, as this is true of many creatives, I was a little bit of an outcast in school. Because I have, you can see, I have the salamander fingers. Like, I'm pretty witch-looking otherwise, but I don't have any powers. So I sort of got, as my mom would say, you got the best of both, okay? Because I can, my fingers are very sticky. I can climb up walls, and I don't have to deal with the pressure it is to have powers.
Sure.
But I kind of feel like that's a very mom spin, right? Like, how much cooler would it have been to get witch powers and not sticky fingers? So I was made fun of, and that's how I found I was bitten by the acting bug, which, as you know, is a literal bug in Foon, because I was outside alone, and they attack people who are alone.
That's true.
So you were bitten by a bug, and you can climb up walls.
Mm-hmm.
And do you believe that with great power comes great responsibility?
Absolutely.
Okay. Interesting. Mm. I'm twice as interested as I was before.
And ask me one more question on this timeline. Keep going.
I gotta ask. This is something we ask every guest, and Arnie and Yusuf will back me up. Uncle, dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes.
Perfect. And I'm sorry that I was so excited about that.
Okay. Okay.
You crushed it. Diane, you crushed it.
I'll tell you what. All of this is sounding so familiar that I do feel like I must have walked through a mist that whispered something about this to me. But I'm spacing, and I'm spacing on exactly what it is.
But you were speaking to your, creative journey, becoming a performer. So
Bitten by the bug, started, and then I just, out of nowhere, I started doing these monologues. Ooh. And finally, the kids respected me. Like, I would get up during class just to do like a mathematics problem on the chalkboard, and then I would spin, look over my shoulder, and just start doing a monologue out of nowhere.
The kissing log.
How dramatic.
For those of us not lucky enough to have been bitten by an acting bug, I mean, I wish one day. What are some tips you might have for us sort of fledgling actors, for people who are interested but are, you know, novices?
We definitely wander off alone, because the bugs will not approach a group. They're terrified of a group.
So acting bugs usually would bite, like, would you say, like a horny introvert?
I think don't worry. If you're saying you're horny, I would say don't worry about that. I don't think they would discriminate.
Yeah, that shouldn't be part of it.
No, I just feel like a lot of actors I know start off as awkward, horny introverts, and then suddenly they get bitten by the acting bug. I mean, something. There's some correlation.
But it shouldn't be part of it.
So we're saying, if we're all by ourselves and we think we're about to be bitten by something, it's okay to just yell out, "I'm horny."
I mean, I would say this is to me. I'm like, if you're alone and you're horny and you're masturbating or something, like, don't worry about a bug biting you. Like, that's a whole separate thing.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're feeling kind of, like, sad and, like, you're like, I just want human connection, but I don't know how quite to do it, that's when they feel you. That's when that bug is going to find you and bite you, and it hurts. And you'll have to go to the nurse.
It's more of an emotional horniness.
What? That's a really good way to put it, yeah.
And when you said you turned around and delivered your first monologue in school, you said, can I ask, comedic or dramatic?
It was both.
Too contrasting?
Could we hear some?
Oh, my God.
Do you
of
remember
course
it?
You can.
Oh, yes.
Word for word. I remember the whole thing. It was seven minutes long. No, I can shorten it. I'll shorten it.
Arnie, shut up.
Okay.
And sorry, real quick, it looks like she handed us a stone tablet with her image sort of etched into it.
That's my headshot, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Just in case you need it for anything in the future, yeah.
Okay.
I'm available. I do voice work. I dance. Okay.
Okay, great.
Here we go. I'm at the board. If you guys could kind of giggle like you're mean students, that would be really helpful just to start it.
Oh, you said this.
What voices do I hear behind my shoulder? Oh, I see. It's the boy with the white spider eyes thinking he's better than me. Well, look at you with your wrong answers. You didn't even show your work. Oh, and who might that be? The girl with the luxurious long curls. Don't you know I can see into the future? Your hair will turn gray. It will become brittle. You'll have to use special shampoos just to make it shine the way it does now. Hey, have you guys heard the one...
Sorry, is this still the monologue?
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Shut up.
That was incredible. incredible. Oh, is it, I'm shut up. It's still the monologue. I'm sorry. It's still the monologue.
It's the interrupting boy. So you think you want to interrupt my monologue?
Shit.
I'll show you. Hey, what's the deal with interrupting anyway? It's like, oh, you don't have a topic to start with?
What a fool.
I guess I'll just cut in on somebody else's.
Bravo. Excellent. Bravo. So good. Wow.
Thank you. Incredible. Thank you. I'll spare you the whole 7 minutes, but I can just tell you, people wept. People laughed.
Yeah, sure.
So, some people
walked out. What I loved about it was you did two contrasting pieces, but I didn't know which one was which.
I thought that was
really incredible. Am I laughing? Am I crying? Crying. That's crying, Chunt. Laughing is. That's how, Chunt. That's how laughing goes.
Arnie, he keeps doing this. And yesterday we ordered food and he ate it all. And he came over and he said to the waiter, I obviously hated it. I don't know what's happening to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it possible he's becoming a dad?
Oh. Usador. Oh, it was probably yesterday when I got the tattoo. There must have been some sort of magic where our podcast, Nichunt the Blue, doesn't really exist, but there's a magic that made us all feel like dads. But Arnie, you and I are already dads, so Usador was the only one affected.
If you say so, sport.
Wait, I have a question about this, because I was sitting at the table waiting for you guys to, like, call me over.
Oh, I'm sorry. It took us a while, too.
Oh, I don't mind. I was eavesdropping. I'm saying I'm sorry, but did I hear that you and Chunt and Arnie are having a baby together?
That's right. Well, it's a theoretical baby for some future date, but it's podcast Nichunt the Blue. It's kind of all of our names plus the word podcast. It flows off the tongue.
Oh, speaking of flowing off the tongue, Arnie, when Diane was saying, what's the deal? There was something about that sounded so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, did we ever meet someone that said, what's the deal?
Oh, yes. I'd remember very distinctly. When we went to Tavern World?
Oh, yeah, on Earth.
Well, we met Jerry Seinfeld, but I also don't want to blow past the fact that I have not agreed to the three of us having a child. In fact, every time it comes up, I vehemently say no.
Arnie, it's just a tattoo.
Okay, it's not an actual baby, it's a tattoo?
Yes, it's a tattoo of a baby, which I know.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys were going to somehow, like, have a baby. And I was going to say, I would do it. I'd be your surrogate.
Oh.
Arnie, it's now or never. Or it's now or later, I guess. Because, I don't know, could happen again.
I do love now and laters.
I just don't know how it would work. By magical means, I suppose we could create some child that is some combination of the three of us. And then we could bring it to term.
Give me that empty glass.
Okay.
Can I take your wand for a second?
There you go. Of course.
Thank you. Okay, so Chunt, if you lay an egg in this cup, Arnie, if you come into it, I'll stir it up with the wand.
So that's my job.
And then I'll go in the bathroom and take care of the rest.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I just have to
I'm not a doctor, but...
And then Arnie... Oh, yeah, well, I mean,
let's go back through this.
You lay an egg and you come on it. Clearly, you've had some medical practice.
Yeah. I mean, I've played a doctor on stage, you know, so...
And Usador just has to...
I know all the lingo.
And Usador just has to give a stirring implement?
Yeah, it's my wand. It's part of my magical essence.
I guess
I'm figuring something. Well, he's got to have some part of his magical self in that wand, right?
Right.
I'm a purely magical being, and that wand focuses my very being out into the world. And but if you need me to lay an egg, I can do that too.
Oh, really?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
God damn it. Like, I don't want to have any part of this, and yet I'm getting drawn in by the details.
You just want to come on an egg, Arnie. Admit it.
No, I just... Oh, wait. Now, I'm trying to remember. There was a thing I used to masturbate onto. I can't remember if it was leaves or frogs.
Arnie, I think you're thinking of a different podcast.
Right? I guess maybe I'm just thinking of my junior high years.
Arnie, can you imagine...
Never mind.
Arnie, can you imagine if that was real? If all you needed for a baby was cum and eggs? But for us, it's obviously the case because it's a magical baby, but regular babies do not exist in that manner, right?
What do they need?
Love. Babies need love, Arnie.
Boundaries, but also space.
Milk. A lot of them need milk. Not all of them, but sure. A lot of them.
Yeah. Diane, are you all right? I feel like when you sort of said love, you started staring wistfully out the window.
Yeah, I guess the frosted panes and then this conversation just got me thinking, you know, I just miss somebody.
Also, Diane, write this down. Frosted Panes, that is a brilliant name for a solo female
show.
Oh
my God, you're right. Let me get my idea book out. Okay. Frosted Pain. Oh, Frosted Pain. How about that?
Frosted Pain. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. And that actually works, because I tell you what, the guy I'm missing was a cold motherfucker. Oh. He could frost any pain.
Okay.
So sorry to hear that. Is this a recent heartbreak or
no, I mean, that's the embarrassing thing. It's been a couple years. Oh. You know, I should be over him. It's so stupid. You should see me on stage. Anytime I have to do any kind of romantic scene, mm-hmm. I get all upset, and it doesn't even always fit the thing that we're doing. You know, like we were doing this comedy, right? And I'm just supposed to be on a fun date with this guy, and it's all these like comedic mishaps. It's a lot of physical comedy. Mm-hmm. I started crying.
Oh, Diane.
I know this isn't the point, but would you mind sharing what some of those comedic mishaps were?
Sure. So in it, I was supposed to drink a cup of coffee, but the coffee was scalding. So I spit the scalding coffee by accident, and I hit the guy in the face, and his skin melts off.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he was a waxen demon, he was able to make his skin melt off on stage, which was very funny, because, you know, you don't know a waxen demon until they make their face melt off, so.
Yeah. Oh, is that from 10 Dates with a Demon?
Oh my God, you know it.
Oh yes, I know it. I'm a supporter of the theater. Everyone knows my favorite show of all time is Automaton Constable. But I've seen 10 Dates with a Demon, of course, yes.
Oh my gosh, he's always quoting it. That, 27 Demons, How to Lose a Demon in Demon Days.
I love 27 Demons, yeah.
I mean,
when Demon met Demon is one of my favorites.
He loves that shit.
Sliding Demons.
Sliding Demons. Almost heartbreaking and then great.
Mm-hmm. Four Sacrifices and a Funeral.
Yeah, oh, so good.
That's and you would such think a good one.
Sacrifices are like, you know, but they're not. They distinguish it well enough, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of wish I liked a little bit more Serendimony.
You know, I'm with you. I watch it because it fits the feeling, but it's just not great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And what demon cares about a glove?
Right.
That might have been the issue of all things.
Exactly.
Can we hear about this guy? You don't have to say his name if that's painful, but...
No, I don't mind saying his name. His name is Chris. Totally basic. Somebody I should not have had feelings for. Okay.
Sure.
It's one of the... Okay. I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but I have this awful tendency where I'll be like, oh God, am I good enough for anybody? Like, am I worthy of the people I have crushes on? And so instead of going for those guys, I'll kind of meet someone who's like, I don't know, kind of dark, kind of weird. And I'm like, you know what? I'll date this guy. That way my feelings won't get involved. It's low stakes.
You want to fix him.
But then I get attached.
Yeah.
And that's what happened here. I kind of knew he was a dick. I kind of did.
Wow.
But he was also like really quirky.
Because
he was like a really weird dude, and I kind of like weird dudes.
What were some of the weird things you liked about him?
Well, he literally could only make 7 expressions. Okay. Most people can make 10,000 expressions with their face. He could make 7.
Huh.
Happy, sad, angry.
And you know what? You haven't named one he could do yet.
Really? Okay.
He could do
scared?
He could do despair.
Okay. Ooh.
He could do pleasantly alarmed.
2.
Yeah. He could do disgust.
3.
Horny.
4.
Nostalgic.
5.
Bedheady.
6.
And hungry.
7. Huh. 7 faces.
Yeah. Wow.
It's very familiar to me.
That does sound familiar.
Diane, do you have anything? Hey, I've been there too. I've been through breakups, and obviously my husband exploded on our wedding night. Do you have anything that he ever gifted you? Because I'm gonna get out the burn barrel, and all of us, we're going to throw something in the burn barrel that an ex gave to us.
Okay.
Or someone we just need to put behind us. So let me get out the burn barrel. And you, sir, do you mind doing your little beep?
Get out, turn off.
Nice, nice. Okay, all right.
Finally pays off that we've been keeping this burn barrel so close to the table.
I mean, I love a ritual, so this is really exciting. Mm-hmm. My mom used to do rituals all the time, and she would never let me do them with her.
Oh, that's terrible. Even though you don't have witch powers, you should still be able to partake in the belief system, the Wiccan system that they seem to follow.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
After we cleanse ourselves emotionally, can we all get like a big goblet of wine and just like dance around the room singing to Motown? I feel like that's what we should do.
Oh my God, yas. That's what I want to do.
Sounds good to me. Well, the flame is lit. Begin throwing in your items.
Okay, this one is really close to my heart because I think it meant a lot to him when he showed it to me, and I probably shouldn't have taken it when we broke up, but this is a list of people that he has killed. Oh. Wow. It's really long.
Yeah, really a lot of people.
The flames are rising pretty high. You might want to stop.
Wow, the flames are turning like really weird colors. I wonder if I wasn't supposed to burn that.
What's that? Ooh. Is this you, sir? Did you use just like a normal fire spell? Or?
Oh yeah, I just started a fire in there. There's something wrong with that list. I think maybe it was a cursed list of of names that were taken before their time, and now their souls are somehow bound to the land or to some other purpose.
Your speculation is so specific.
Well, you know, it's just like, it seems like maybe it could be souls tied to that particular list who haven't found peace yet, and maybe they're looking for some sort of peace in the afterlife, but who knows?
You sort of find yourself like making an offhand comment and you get halfway through and you're like, there are a lot more details involved in this than the offhand nature in which I'm trying to deliver it.
I don't think so. I think usually when I deliver an offhand comment, it's very detailed, but it helps the listener understand exactly what's happening here right now. And in that way, I'm able to create a visual tapestry for them. Like that?
Yeah. That was a good example.
Okay. Yeah. Chunt, is there anything you wanted to throw in the burn barrel? Maybe, gosh, I know it's been a while, but still, throw something in that was Tussidor's?
Yeah. I actually have the last... He left the morning before our wedding and put a little note on my pillow that just said, love you. Obviously, love spelled L-U-V in the fun way, in the fun romance way.
So cute.
And you, the letter U, as in, the fun romance way. But, you know, it's time for me to let this go, so would everyone mind turning around just for a second?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Sorry, Isidore, you just did a 360. That's not, you're back to me.
Oh, sorry, you didn't explain. I can still see out of the back of my head, though, just so you know.
Sorry, are you just looking at all of our butts?
I mean, normally, yes, but right now, no.
Okay.
Sorry, I just would have...
Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm with a lot of bros, then. So...
Yeah, okay. I miss you. Sorry, everyone can turn back around. I put it in the bro.
Oh, my gosh. You have your little handkerchief out.
Yeah, just full disclosure, I was looking at Usur's butt because I knew he was looking at me.
Would you guys mind if we took a break so I can pee?
Yeah.
I think we all got to pee.
Wow, read the room, Diane.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I didn't get a chance to throw anything in before the break, so I'm going to throw in this little scrap of red fabric from Genlevia's robes.
Yeah. Who? Oh, is that your ex?
Genlevia the Red, yes, the mighty red wizard. She has decided I am not worth her time, but that changes on an almost weekly basis, so who knows? Next time she sees me, she might be all over me.
Wow.
I feel like you'll be reunited at the Wizard's Choice Awards. There's a good chance.
Reunited or up in arms against one another?
Do you guys have tickets to that? I'm dying to go.
Oh, yes, we're organizing it this year.
Need performers?
Absolutely. We need entertainment for all these wizards. If the cursed players would like to join us, then most certainly.
Or just Diane.
Yes, you said some solo pieces.
Left me in the woods. Okay, I woke up to the campfire smoking.
You're right.
I don't know where they are, but
Diane, I don't want to put you on the spot. Could you do a monologue like as a wizard? Like, you know how wizards are like, rah, 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 and they just go on and on
like,
about their
what?
Names and stuff. Could you?
How dare you?
You know, like this guy. Like, could you do a wizard?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay.
Welcome to the Wizard's Choice Awards. I'm Diane Wizard, wizard of the wizarding world of Wally Wobbles from the oceans of the depths, where the sand is wet and the crabs scuttle over the ocean floor for miles and miles. Miles further than you can imagine where my wizard home is. My wizard home was deep under the sea, up the coral reef, through the tunnel, and that's where the swordfish would find me. Anyway, we've got a great show for you tonight. A lot of wizards in the running. Let's get the camera on some of those wizards right now. Everyone's looking really beautiful tonight. Not you, sir. This is a dressy event. And you should have dressed up.
Oh my goddesses, that was incredible.
Really good.
Wow. It sounded just like him.
I hope they won't care if I impersonate a wizard, right?
No, that'll go
over okay. I don't want to get killed.
I would say wizards generally have a pretty good sense of humor about themselves. They don't take themselves too seriously. They aren't very pompous or full of themselves or sort of over the top in a lot of ways. So you don't have anything to worry about there.
Okay, great.
I once saw a wizard get in a fight with a peacock because he said he was being too chesty.
Hey, that peacock had it coming.
Usador, I wasn't going to use your name.
I will find that peacock, and someday its head shall sit above my mantle.
That's just how it looks. It wasn't doing anything to you. It wasn't being a peacock at you.
Yeah, wasn't it? Wasn't it, though? Wait a minute. Did you say that your ex had bedhead as an expression?
Yeah, it was one of his expressions that he would make. It was very very sleepy, very, I ate sugar too late last night.
So seven expressions, obviously, one at a time on the one face and head.
Yeah.
Six fingers on each hand?
Oh, yeah, how'd you know that?
Six fingers?
Uh-oh. Named Chris?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you guys know him?
You haven't been with him for a few years?
I haven't even seen him in a couple years. He took off.
Yeah, okay. I see what's happening here.
Does this guy owe you money, Usador? What's going on?
No. Did he disappear once a year around Christmas and go around and give everyone, have to do terrible acts for them?
I mean, he definitely left at Christmas and he wouldn't introduce me to his family. I don't know what he was up to. He's a big guy, too. I feel like, you know.
Her ex is the Dark Lord.
What? Ugh,
gross, yes. He used to call himself that. It was so stupid.
I agree.
Wait, Sonny, what's going on?
Diane, Mon Puppy, you used to date the Dark Lord, the most evil force in all of Foon?
I mean, if we want to call him that, sure. He called himself that. I kind of feel like it's like if a nice guy is like, I'm a really nice guy. How nice is he? If you have to say you're that evil, like, are you really that evil? Like, you have to say it?
Yeah, and by the way, Diane, he didn't dump you. I kicked his ass.
You kicked his ass?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sound so suspicious.
Born into this world by a conspiracy of birds and rain
taverns,
and wind and fire
taverns,
that demanded taverns, there must be a taverns, champion. Taverns, a taverns. Champion to defeat evil in all its forms. Taverns. And 2 years ago, I struck with my obsidian blade through the heart of the Dark Lord.
Tavern. Wait, you killed him?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I killed him.
Ooh, is this awkward? You sort of killed your boyfriend.
Yeah, like, he wasn't great, but I wouldn't have murdered him. I don't, by the way, I don't think that's true. I don't think he's dead. He had a very distinct essence in Foon. Like, I knew of him before I met him, and I can't quite explain to you how, but when I met him, I was like, oh, you're what I've been feeling. And I would have definitely stopped feeling it if he were dead. Mm-hmm. He's alive. Oh, he's for sure alive.
I don't think so.
Oh, the smoke from the burn barrel is turning into sort of a smoke hand. It's kind of caressing.
Oh, we should put that fire out for sure. Put that fire out. Put it out.
Oh. Wait a minute. I feel him so strongly right now. Oh, you just put it out with my cranberry and vodka. That was for my UTI. Could you get me another one? Because I needed that.
I'll get you another one. I'm sorry. I'll go to the bar. I'll be right back.
When you're traveling in a theater troupe, the bathing situation is really bad. I get UTIs, I get yeast infections. It's a real mess. It really is kind of a bro's life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I really should go my own way.
Arnie, I used to have a UTI in my younger days. An unbelievably talented iguana. This thing could dance. It could walk real fast. It could walk backwards. It could go up walls.
No, yeah, we're talking about the same thing. My iguana was thirsty, and so I got it a vodka cranberry. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, a UTI. Yeah. Okay, yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
But unrelated to that, I'm also sorry to hear about your yeast infection.
Yeah, I don't have one right now, but thank you. Yeah,
Another round of ales, and of course, here's your sea breeze.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you guys are so fun. I'm so glad we did this. Like, wait, I never got my chunk of cheese.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Okay, I don't care about the cheese. Did he seriously think he killed the Dark Lord? And, like, whatever. You guys know I'm totally over him. Like, I don't want to be with him or whatever. But, like, there's no way he killed him.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think... Are you... how to ask this delicately. Are you evil?
Yeah, are you evil?
Am I evil? I literally don't even have witch powers. I have sticky fingers. If you consider that evil, great. I'll take it.
I've
played evil. I can totally play evil.
Where's my wallet?
Chuck. Here you go. Sorry, it's just a habit. Pickpocketing isn't evil. It's cute. It's like Oliver Twist, which is something I heard about from The Mist.
Wait a second. Is it possible she's not so much evil as just really self-involved?
Oh, wow. That could be it. Arnie, that could be it. How do we distinguish? There's got to be some questions, right?
Are you guys trying to determine if I'm a narcissist?
I don't know. Look into this mirror.
Okay. Ooh. Hi. Who are you?
Forgot. That's a magical mirror.
I mean, is there any other kind?
True. Shit, Arnie, I don't know what to do. Are we...
I mean, look, I don't know. It is a little unsettling, but I guess, you know, she can date whoever she wanted to have dated in the past.
You guys are literally just talking about me, like, suddenly in third person. I'm still here.
See, Chun, she's so self-involved. She thinks everything's about her.
Lady, we're not talking about you.
Here's a big block of cheese and some bread and some butter. And, Chun, this is cheese that a mouse, like a little mouse would enjoy. And you can spread butter, like, back and forth across the bread like that.
You should work here. That was a really good description.
I own the place.
Oh.
Don't I? I think I still own the place, right?
I think so.
We don't talk about it much.
You should find that out.
All our horses are somewhere.
I should
find that out.
And I shall.
So Usador, to just catch you up, they're talking behind my back and they think that I might be a narcissist.
They love to do that. Oft they duck under the table and just have a little chat with one another while a guest is sitting right here and I'm left to stare at the guest blankly in the face.
Arnie, can you believe that? I bumped my head. Can you believe that? We don't do that.
I know. You're such a narcissist.
Desperately trying to think of a question to think of to ask the guests, like something like...
Wait, Usador, come under the table with me.
Okay. Wonderful. Oh, hi.
Okay. If this were your podcast and you were the host, how would you run it? Like, what would you do?
If this were my podcast, every single week would be dedicated to rooting out evil in all of its forms. We would go from town to town.
Okay, let's go back on it.
Okay, all right.
Look, you guys.
She tried to Lady Macbeth him and then just was like, not worth it.
Yeah, he's too self-involved for even her.
Okay, how did I get the self-involved thing? I mean, I know I'm an actor. I know that can be a thing. But I've been asking you guys questions. How did I suddenly become this evil person?
Yeah, she asked about my penis. Oh, this is a nice-looking mirror.
Are you looking at your penis in the mirror?
Yeah.
I mean, it's good, I guess. You know, everyone should look at their own parts here and there.
Do you actually have a penis?
And you should remember it's a magic mirror, so it's generous.
All right.
Listen, I don't know. When you burn that list, a lot of things kind of fluttered out. I don't know if that... Arnie, do we think that released something? Usur, can lists hold magic?
Oh, sure. All sorts of things can hold magic. Lists, papers, files.
Mostly paper things.
Parchments. Yeah. Scrolls.
Sure.
Tomes, grimoires, books.
Atlases?
Atlases, good one. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Almanacs.
Maps?
Pamphlets, maps. Oh, definitely maps, yeah, for sure.
Loose leaves?
Loose leaf paper, yes, certainly.
Those little paper gowns they make you wear at the doctor?
A little paper gowns from the doctor, yes.
She did play a doctor.
I know all the terminology, little paper gown. I had to say that on stage, and I flubbed it once, so I remember it now.
Oh, could you leave us with just one last monologue as the doctor?
All right. I have some serious news for you, woman in little paper gown. I'm afraid the tumor is a toad. Not a disease at all, but rather a magical creature who has made its way into your abdomen and is going to burrow through at the full moon. Unless we operate now. Surgeon, my little metal thingy. Get me my plate of metal things. I must cut into this woman without cutting the toad.
It's obvious she played a doctor, but never kind of studied up on that, right? Did you hear what she said, plate of things?
Okay, look, that was in the script.
Bad writing.
Okay. That was the whole backstory, right? Was these doctors were so talented, even though they hadn't actually gone to medical school. It was like this amazing miracle. Yeah.
There's a lot going on in this play.
Yeah, well, we're a really nuanced group, you know.
And what's the name of that one?
That was Space Anatomy. Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe it was from General Apothecary, but that's a good one, too.
We've done that. No, we've done that one, too. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Well, I'm really happy for you that I murdered the Dark Lord, and you no longer have to be sullied by his presence.
Yeah, I still am not sure you did. I still feel him pretty strongly.
I mean, I bet if you walked directly away from here, you'd start feeling less like that immediately.
Why would that be?
Just, you know, maybe because I'm the one who killed him. Maybe there's some residue of him sitting on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. It's weird. It's like sometimes I can feel like I'm like right on top of an answer.
Yeah.
And then I'm wrong.
We can't, well, I guess we'll see you in a few weeks for the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be, you know, at the top of the unnameable mountain and nowhere near the basement of this tavern. So there's no need to ever go in there.
Yeah, and here's a ticket. Arnie, she took the ticket. What a narcissist. Unbelievable.
Guys,
you handed it to her, Chunt.
I don't know if you know what a narcissist is. I'm starting to wonder if this is the issue.
Oh,
What are you guys thinking?
See, a narcissist.
Yeah. Chunt. A narcissist, like, oh, me. That's a narcissist.
Oh, wait, I was thinking of something else. That's what a narcissist is?
Yeah, me. Wait, so some people go waka, 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 and some people go me.
Correct.
Yeah, that's kind of the basic difference between comedians and singers. It's really the only difference.
It's been lovely getting to meet you.
Great to meet you guys. Chunt, I knew you, but thanks for introducing me to the gang.
Yes, thanks for coming on.
Of course.
Sorry for your loss, and thrilled about it.
And we look forward to seeing a production of Frosted Pain somewhere in a forest not too far away.
Oh, I will be starting that tonight.
Tonight?
Well, I'm going to start writing it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I was going to say, okay.
No, it's got to stew in the idea book for a while before it hits the stage.
Will you be holding open auditions?
It's just going to star me. I think I'm moving into solo territory.
Right, but you probably need someone to, like, move the scenery behind you or something.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely audition people for that.
Great.
Oh, user, I know what you could do. Diane, before you go, one second. Sorry.
Yeah?
When you build the set and start writing the play, could you use, like, a poison tester?
Oh, that's a great idea. I wouldn't want to accidentally get poisoned while I was doing
my play. Tread
the
boards for you. Yeah, tread the boards for you in case a splinter goes in a foot, or touch the props just in case somebody laced the props with poison.
That's a great idea. People are trying to kill me all the time.
People are trying to kill you all the time?
Well, really just Chris. But he always said it was to be funny.
Oh.
Yeah, like that is something he'd say.
Every time I would, like, scamper up a wall and he, like, missed me, he'd be like, we're so fun. We have fun.
Oh, he missed you. Aw.
But he'd say it in that shitty way. He would say, we have fun. Like
that. Yeah, he did it. Yeah. Yeah. I always had to, like, retranslate it in my head. I was like, it's just his voice. He's being silly.
Right.
Yeah, and maybe don't do that voice again because the floor felt like it was shaking for some reason.
Yeah, it really does.
Which voice? When I did the DL voice, when I went, we have fun.
Oh, boy. Whoa.
Wow, was that an earthquake?
No, we put 20 bowls as the foundation. This bar was built on top of 20 bowls.
20 bowls?
And rock and roll.
And rock and roll.
Wow. This place really has history.
Yeah. So you should head out.
Are you sure you were dating the Dark Lord and he wasn't just trying to kill you?
Well, I mean, I guess good question. But, like, why would he have, you know, spent all those Valentine's days with me? Why would he have, like... Yeah. You know, gotten me cards and stuff. It feels like a very long con.
Read one of the cards he got you. I'm curious what he might have said to you.
I would never burn this one, by the way. I know I should, and I know I should. Okay. Okay, it says, I imagine you pale, impaled, dripping with blood, a corpse, but still beautiful in the afterlife. And then he signed it the DL, which for the longest time I was like, why is this on the down low? And then he was like... That's Dark Lord.
Yeah.
And I
was
first
like,
Chris.
It's like, is he married? He's probably married. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
That's Dark Lord.
Oh, boy. The bulls are really, ooh.
I actually met him at a swing dancing class.
Ooh, a couple swingers.
Yeah. He was really good.
Again, I must ask, will there be no end to the havoc wreaked on all dimensions by the phenomenon known as swing dancing? Usador the Wizard was played by Hugh Laurie. Oh wait, our original dream casting never worked out. Was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Jamie Lee Curtis. No, that was another case of you can't have everything, sometimes you have to settle for, was played by Adil Rafai. Diane Mudpuppy was played by special guest Erin Whitehead. Check out Erin's podcast, College Town, on Comedy Bang Bang World. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by a bunch of money in plastic bags we found in the big cans of tomato paste in the storage area. Also by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Modern day heroes like Ryan Schenk, Randy G from the OKC, he's the best, you didn't hear it from me, Elliot Reichart, Cassie Batt, Jennifer from Greensboro, Miles R, Jake Locke, Michael Sweat, the dreamiest aerobics instructor, Kelly, Maxi Reinecke, Gavin Boatman, oh yeah, he's the boatman, Reese Wild, Bailey Chapman, and Jun Liu. Patrons get a free taster aerobics class with Michael Sweat, 8:45 a.m. at the community center, show up with loose quads and a good attitude. Also, they get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Levan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are locked.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.